Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, I'm poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, Robert Mott will be checking in with us shortly. We're going to chat a little bit about wine today. What wine goes best with sushi? We'll chat about it. If you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, come directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, it is National Pecan Cookie Day. National Pecan Cookie, well, you know, I guess we can just say
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We don't make these things, but tomorrow we got National White Chocolate Day. Yeah, we can look forward to that one. Got a little good stuff going on there. Looking in the news today, what are we seeing in the news? We are on Fed Watch for today. Waiting to see what the Federal Reserve has to say for us. Does anybody believe the United States Federal Reserve when they speak anymore? I would suggest it's probably not a whole lot of need to listen to what they're saying. Basically, just because, you know, it's amazing anymore. Why? I don't get it. But with the Federal Reserve right now, they're basically, they don't have a lot of credibility. They told us last year they had this desire, not because of any data, just because they watch what's going on. They had a desire to raise interest rates four times this year. They have done nothing at all this year. They'll do nothing today. But the markets continue to watch and believe, because in the interim between the Fed meetings, every Federal Reserve person has their own take on what's going on. So you can't really believe anything they say, because every one of them has their own take. Everyone gives different guidance. And at the end of the day, they do absolutely nothing.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's the truth of the matter. They're just right there doing nothing. Bank of Japan this morning announced some policy changes, but it had little effect on the mortgage-backed securities today. Said it's going to yield, it's going to target. Gotta love this one. They're going to target a 0% rate of return. 0% rate of return on their 10-year bonds.
This is ridiculous.
Now they're below zero is their rate of return. They've been below zero for quite a while, but that is the Bank of Japan. At least right now, today anyway, based on looking at the markets where we stand today, they are the only one of the markets that are at a 0% rate of return. U.S. 10-year Treasury is yielding a whopping 1.70 rate of return. 1.70. Not really the best outlook in the world, but that's where we are. Remember, if you're thinking about mortgage rates, the 30-year fixed rate loan, is generally about 1.76 historically, 1.76 over the 10-year Treasury. And I just shared with you that the 10-year Treasury is at about 1.7. 30-year fixed rate loan should be somewhere right around 3.4%. And I'm going to share with you that as of last Thursday, we'll get new numbers tomorrow, Freddie Mac mortgage market survey was at 3.5%. You have to pay half a point to get that rate, plus whatever costs are involved in it as well. Moving on to the news, another one of these police issues. And I'm going to suggest, once again, jumping to conclusions. Obviously, Hillary Clinton does that. The president does that all the time. They jump to conclusions before the facts are in. Obviously, whenever they jump to conclusions, they are not looking out in favor of what's going on with our police. But here's my question, because the police say that they have collected the gun that the perpetrator in Charlotte, the accused in Charlotte, was carrying. The police have the gun that he was carrying. There is a young lady who after all of this started, starts Facebook Living the event, screaming and hollering that there was no gun, that there was the victim or the criminal who was shot was carrying a book. Now, my question is, and I, you know something, I don't know either way. I certainly am not privy to any of the data other than what I've seen on the news, what I've seen on AP, what I've seen being reported, and watching her screaming, and then watching the protesting and the police officers who were getting injured after the fact. So let's ask this question. If it turns out like it has in so many other cases, now we spoke yesterday to Dave Harrington, Mayor Pro Tem Aliso Viejo, and a 28-year veteran of law enforcement, 28 and a half years before he retired. Let's ask this question. If it turns out that the criminal was carrying a gun, the police do have the gun that he was carrying that they say that they have, shouldn't this gal be charged with inciting a riot? Won't that maybe give some of these people who want to come up with the lies like we heard in Ferguson a second thought there? If they're going to get charged with them being a criminal, which, you know, if you start getting businesses looted, riots occurring, people injured, police officers who are obviously people injured, all of these things going on, shouldn't it, what's the difference? The Supreme Court came out and said that if you yell fire in a busy theater, that's inciting violence as opposed to just free speech. Well, I think that the same thing should hold true with this scenario here. Why wouldn't it be the same exact scenario that we're inciting violence? Just my personal opinion. I look forward to your opinion. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or you can send us a message, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Either way, I look forward to seeing what you have to say. And moving right along, oh, once again, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You got to love the bickering that goes back and forth between the candidates. So Hillary Clinton, we know that over the weekend she had some health issues. That is a given that at the 9/11 she collapsed. There, President Clinton, even though the doctors and the campaign says that she's got a case of pneumonia, President Clinton comes out and says, no, it's just the flu, and doesn't everybody get the flu? Question now would be that we would share or pose, Don, she took off the day yesterday again. So she's got a health issue. If she just says that, I mean, everyone has compassion. But she said no, she was studying or planning for the debates. Now, these debates have been on the calendar for about 18 months now. She wasn't ready, didn't know this was going to happen. And she cancels, not only does she cancel her engagements in North Carolina, but she canceled a fundraiser in North Carolina. Now, I'm going to suggest that if a Clinton cancels a fundraiser, it's a lot more than just debate preparation. There's a reason why a Clinton would cancel debate preparation. Clintons don't cancel fundraising and money-grubbing events for anything. So debate preparation, I think that she would give up the debates even if it meant doing another fundraiser. Just my opinion there, but that is what I do here on the Ron Siegel Radio Show is I give you my opinion. You make the decisions for yourself as to what you think is accurate, your own personal opinions. Moving right along, Tom Steyer. I've been talking about this billionaire Tom Steyer buying the election once again, putting $20 million of his own money into a turnout effort. Now, he's a California citizen, but it's very, very important to him that he puts $20 million into other states, because he's got to get his crazy agenda put through. Tom Steyer, once again, in the news, working on his crazy agenda. I think that we'll probably see Tom Steyer running for the governor's mansion in California coming up. Just again, my opinion, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Ready to make an offer? 4 tips for real estate success when you make an offer. How long must I have credit before I get a near perfect credit score? And the Fed's QE mess, creating economic malaise. We knew that it was coming. It is here now. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1999, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Get to Hey, Ron Siegel One. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. They've got the great trust program for you. You can get a trust, one of the most comprehensive trusts I have ever seen, and I have seen a lot of trusts in the many, many decades I've been doing this. But they've got a great trust, $1,200 for the full trust with all the powers of attorneys and everything else. And as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you get a $300 discount. And they can also show you what the IRA IRS tax buster is. They've got that program as well. Fed's QE mess creating economic malaise is the subject today of the Word on Wealth segment. The Federal Reserve over the last several years since 2008, 2009, they've been doing everything they can to try and prop up the economy. But we don't have an economic recovery. We are getting 1% GDP growth. We've got 63% labor participation rate. 9.7% unemployment is the U6 number of unemployed or underemployed. And now the Federal Reserve has tripled the size of their balance sheet, and the national debt has doubled or more than doubled. What's the Federal Reserve going to do now? They need to start increasing interest rates. Is it going to be painful? Yes. The question is, do we want to take the Band-Aid off slowly, or do we want to pull it off all at one time? Federal Reserve never gets it right. I mean, historically, they always overshoot one way or the other, just the way of the Federal Reserve. It's very, very difficult to do what they're doing. But they're going to eventually have to reverse all the quantitative easing that they did. Regardless of who's elected president, they're going to feel that pain a little bit as we move forward. All that we can hope for is economic growth to solve that issue. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. When you're ready to get that trust done, and if you own real estate in California, either the state government is part of your heirs, or you set up a trust and you determine who your heirs are. Word on Wealth segment today. Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful and looking forward to some, you know, you hit on a subject here, Robert. You know, we've been talking Wednesday mornings for years now, and I don't know how we missed this one. Best red and white wines to go with sushi. How the heck did we miss that?
I don't know. I've kind of came on this one the other day, and I thought the same thing. I'm kind of going, we've been talking about this for several years. How long has it been? So I can't remember, but and still haven't touched this subject before. And
so
I don't know how.
Tell
how
me what to do.
Go ahead.
Tell me what
yeah,
to
I
do.
Don't know
what
where
do
you stand on? I don't know where you stand on sushi, but you know, as most Californians, you know, we tend to like that quite a bit. I know I have a real weakness for great sushi, and we are fortunate enough to have a plethora of great sushi around both in Northern and Southern California. But, you know, when you're having dinner, one of the things that, you know, this kind of never occurs to me or has never occurred to me in the past is, well, what wine would I pair with this? And, yeah, I guess that's partly because typically I'm either drinking a cup of green tea, or maybe I have a nice Japanese beer or a nice Japanese chilled sake. Even though I have a real weakness for sake and sushi. But my favorite pairing if I was going to pair a nice white wine with sushi, I would go with an Albarino, I think would be my number one choice. Something from the Rios Baixas area in Spain, a nice crisp white wine. The secondary choice there would be a nice, you know, you hear me say this all the time, I know. A secondary choice there would be a nice crisp sparkling wine or champagne. Probably not rosé. I think you want to kind of keep it a little cleaner and a little crisper. Other possibilities for juicy whites would be something like Sauvignon Blanc or something along those lines. I think what you really want to stay away from would be like a heavy California Chardonnay or any other heavy white wine that might be somewhat overpowering to the delicate flavors that you get from your sushi. Now, red wine's a little tougher on this one. I think the thing here is that you want to stay away from highly tannic wines, anything like that, because they tend to clash with the fish and cause kind of a metallic aftertaste. So a very lightweight Pinot Noir might be a good choice for that, or even like a French Beaujolais or something like those along those lines. Something with very few tannins, a wine to be drunk very young and with a nice crisp acidity to it. I think those are kind of some good go-tos there. Again, stay away from your heavy reds, Cabernets, Bordeaux varietals, anything that might have a lot of tannins. Probably not a great match with the delicate flavors of sushi.
You know, one of the things, I love sushi. Obviously, I've beaten anorexia, so and I'll eat almost anything. But, you know, there's so much variety in sushi. It's not like you're getting a steak or getting a piece of fish. When you're going and getting sushi, although I like sashimi, but for the most part, you know, sometimes you're getting some of the items are going to be spicy. Some of them are going to be sweet. So there's a lot of varieties in there. So I think that's why it makes it so difficult to pair. What do you think?
I would have to agree with that. But I think the thing that's kind of the overriding tendency of sushi is it the delicacy of it. You know, it's one of the reasons we I think we all love it is that we just kind of we tend to dive into it and try to understand and revel in the delicate nature of the different flavors, the differences in, hamachi versus, maybe a Toro or something like that, the difference in the textures, the difference in the flavors, the oil, the fish that's more oily than others, fish that's maybe a little drier than others, all the way to, eel and octopus and all those kinds of things. And of course we can,
and if we have a good week, the bluefin.
The bluefin, definitely. If you have a good week, for sure. So lots of choices there. And as you're right, a lot of wide range there, but like I say, that kind of overriding delicacy, I think is that the fish should be front and center, and the wine should be an accompaniment. And so that's why I kind of went with the more delicate flavored wines, of those that would not overpower those kinds of flavors.
You know, I'm not even sure. I mean, I've gone to so many different sushi restaurants in so many areas, and I'm not sure I've ever even, other than their sake list, I'm not sure I've even seen a wine list in a sushi restaurant. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't think of seeing one even.
Yeah, they're highly variable. Some, like most restaurants of environments, of course, you'll see some that have fairly extensive or moderate sized wine lists, I guess, would be the largest one I've seen in a sushi or Japanese restaurant. But you're right, many of them focus primarily on the beers and the sakes, and have basic, what I'd call a basic selection of wines. But that's why I think it's very important, if you decide to have some wine with it, like I say, pick those crisp varietals or possibly a sparkler or a champagne. I think it's really probably the best choices there.
And one thing that you brought up there just real quickly in passing was the concept of chilled sake, right? I mean, most times you hear about hot sake, and I think a lot of times the hot sake is basically, that's the Budweiser, and I'm nothing against Budweiser, but it's the Budweiser of sakes, right? I mean, it's not the craft version.
Exactly. You're absolutely correct there, Ron. I was fortunate enough, as you know, I've been the judge at the LA Winch International Wine Competition before, and they do have a sake section of that judging. While I didn't judge that section, I was fortunate enough to sit down with a couple of the judges that did, and got a moderate education on sake. It's as varied as the regular wine business we're familiar with. Very delicate flavors, lots of variety there. Has, just like us, when we kind of look to the great variety that dominates the particular wines we look at, they tend to focus so much on the rice that goes into the particular sake. And different regions, especially when you're in Japan, their different regions have their own character of rice, and they have certainly they're very proud of their individual products there, and it shows through into the final product, into the sake. So you're right. The hot sake is one of those things that it tends to be the less expensive choice. It tends to be more like the equivalent of a house wine, for lack of a better word. So I would encourage each and everybody, if they have a chance. While the world of sake is very complex and very deep, and I'm by no means an expert at sake, but I would encourage everybody to explore that, and ask your servers, ask the owners of the restaurants you go to that specialize in sushi or Japanese food about the different varieties of sake, and I think it's a world all to itself, and certainly worth a fair amount of exploration as well.
Sounds good to me. Let's go back a little bit to wine, though. And I've got a quickie question for you. I'm not sure if it's a quickie answer, but it's a quickie question. I see some of these wines out there that say old vine on the label, especially like an old vine Zinfandel. Does that have anything to do with quality or value? Or what does the old vine terminology mean?
Well, old vine is one of those things that tends to get thrown around quite liberally. While California does have Zinfandel vines that are been dated at more than 140 years old, certainly that would qualify as old vine. But when you buy a bottle that says old vine vin on that, don't assume that the grapes are from such old vines. There's really no legal definition of what constitutes old vine, nor are there any rules about putting it on a wine label. Our friends at the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau, the TTB, or part of the ATF, as it's called, that's the agency that approves wine labels. They tried to put some rules about this back in 2010, but they basically put it out for public comment, and nothing really ever came from it. So there's really no legal teeth or definition about it. That includes things like ancient vines or heritage vines or things of that nature. Most vintners agree that old starts about 50 years old. You know, that gets kind of a arbitrary number, but that's kind of what
people
generally agree.
I think 50 is pretty young.
Yeah, for humans, yeah, but for grapevines, maybe not so much. But but anyway, so the bottom line, you know, what says old vine, the label, it really doesn't say necessarily may have much to do with quality. It doesn't have much to do with anything, and it's really a relative definition of what somebody's definition of old was. So it's really more of a marketing term than anything else. Having said that, there are many fabulous Zinfandels that do say old vine on the label that actually does mean something, and maybe they're 50 or 70 or 100 years old. So don't run away from old vine, but don't necessarily gravitate to it and say, hey, it must be better because it's old. So I think it's one of the things, it's one of the buyer beware on the when it says old vine on the label.
Very, very interesting information. We appreciate you as always, Robert Mott. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ready to make an offer? Four tips for successful real estate. How long must I have credit before I get a near perfect credit score? Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube, ronsiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your real estate, PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. So what are the items needed to make for a successful real estate offer? There's a whole plethora of things you can do, but four tips for success today. So you've been searching for that perfect house to call home. Finally found one. The price is right, and in such a competitive market, you want to make sure you make a good offer so that you can generate or guarantee your dream home of making this house yours. Freddie Mac covered four tips of making an offer in their latest Executive Perspective. The four tips they covered, basically with some ad lib from me. Understand how much you can afford is number one. While it's not clear to, not nearly as fun, so to speak, fully understanding your finances is critical in making an offer. This tip or step really should take place before you start the home search. You've got to know before you start the home search how much you can afford. That's why one of the beauties of our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, they get you pre-underwritten before you even start or while you are out shopping so that you have an edge up on the offering process. So knowing with confidence exactly how much you can afford, if you've got money left over for a roof or for a furnace or improvements that you need, very, very important. According to the latest existing home sales report, the inventory of homes for sale is currently at a 4.7-month supply. 4.7-month supply. That's a very, very short supply, well below the 6-month supply that is needed for a normal market. Buyer demand has continued to outpace the supply of homes for sale, causing buyers to compete. Make sure that as soon as you decide that you want to make an offer, you work with an agent to present it as soon as possible. Make a solid offer. Freddie Mac offers this advice to help make your offer the strongest it can be. Here's a quote. Your strongest offer will be comparable with other sales and listings in the neighborhood. A licensed real estate agent can give you the actual numbers. I had lunch with somebody yesterday who I talked to, and he and I talk quite frequently, that a lot of people, the market works. He's an auto dealer. He works, does a lot of buying of cars from the auto auctions, and will help people get a great deal on cars at the auto auction. So here's the issue when we're dealing with that is their comment frequently is, you know, you put a car in the auction, it doesn't matter what you put it in. There's hundreds of people over at the auction who are looking to buy cars today. They are looking to buy today. So if the car is a steal, everybody knows it's a steal. That's just the way it is. Don't worry about it because you're not going to get a steal on real estate. You're not going to get a steal. Anytime there's an open market system, the market works. You're not going to steal anything. So here's the concept is if the real estate agent is doing their job the right way, they're putting the property on the market, they're putting it into the multiple listing service, I recommend they always put their property on under the value of the property, well below the value of the property. Why would you put it well below the value of the property? Well, that's real simple. It's because the market works. The market is going to bring the property back up to the proper value. So I'm going to suggest to you, don't even worry about the valuation. You put that in under, and it's going to keep going up and up, further and further, until you get to the point that it's at the proper value of the property. Now, if you don't put it in to the system, if it doesn't get put publicized, well, then you might have, you know, if you're doing a for sale by owner or something along those lines, well, then you're not going to get the same values. You're not going to get the same benefits. But if you put your property on a multiple listing service, you put your car into an auction, it doesn't matter where you start because you're going to always end right about at the same exact place. You're going to end at the full value of the property, just the way the market system works. Just a suggestion for you on that front. So when you go to buy the property, realize if the property is a $750,000 property, if it's a $500,000 property, it's a $400,000 property, and you're seeing that in the MLS, it's well below that price. Ignore the MLS. Make an offer at the fair value, at the accurate value. You're going to find that you're doing much better by working it that way. You're going to get a legitimate pricing in there. Be prepared to negotiate. It's likely, and here's a quote from their report, it's likely you'll get at least one counteroffer from the sellers, so be prepared. The two things most likely to be negotiated are the selling price and the closing date. Selling price and closing date. Given that, you'll be glad you did your homework first to understand how much you can afford. If you're pre-approved for $400 and you make an offer of $360, or if you're pre-underwritten, which is even better than pre-approved, then you're going to know that you can do better off. Your agent will also be key in the negotiation process, giving you guidance on the counteroffer and making sure the agreed-to contract terms are met. If your offer is approved, Freddie Mac urges you to always get an independent home inspection so you know the true condition of the home. If the inspection uncovers undisclosed problems or issues, you can typically renegotiate the terms or cancel the contract. It's one of the conditions. Again, it's a negotiated item. If there's a multiple bidding situation, be aware there is a good likelihood that the owners of the property, that the sellers of the property, are going to say, you know something, I don't care that you don't like the X, Y, or Z from the inspection. I'll go to the backup offer because they've got that leverage over you. So the bottom line, whether you're buying your first home or your fifth, having a local real estate professional who is an expert in their market on your side is your best bet to make sure the process goes smoothly. And I suggest, again, let's get together. I'd be happy to go over some of this information with you. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Gold Star Mortgage, real simple. They've got actually on the Siegel Lending Team website, they've got a direct link to their loan application. Then we'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional who can help you with the negotiations, with the purchasing of that real estate. Very, very simple process, but it's something you just need to understand. You need to have the guidance there. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, one of the professionals will reach out to you, and they will get you the information you need to make an educated decision on your real estate. You can't get it from one of those online services. They don't know what side of the street you live on. They don't realize that if you're on the wrong side of the golf course versus the proper side of the golf course, you've got more value in your home. They're going to look and say, ah, okay, well, there's a model match here. Address is within a quarter of a mile. They might be the same. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Not all homes are created equal, but when you talk to a real estate professional in your neighborhood, they understand these issues. They know about them. They know your neighborhood. They can probably tell you exactly what has been done on your house, last sale, everything else, just by talking to them on the phone. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how long must I have credit before I get a near perfect credit score? We will talk about that. Also chat a little bit about interest rates, where they're going, what's going on, how you can benefit for your family. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306 1-990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio, as well as 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to get on their website, CreditSanitizer.com. Check them out. You can look on there and you'll see right there. Boy, I don't know why I'm starting this morning. You'll see on their website, top left button, they've got a 12-month program. I think it's about $500. I don't own the company. I work for the company. That one there is monthly, but it gives you a whole host of other services that go along with the process. How long must I have credit before I get a near-perfect score? So that's an interesting question that we get on a regular basis. Pay your bills on time, barely carry any debt, keep the credit applications to a minimum, no churners here, and you've got a nice mix of accounts in your credit reports, yet every time you check your credit, there's one area that appears to be keeping you from that near-perfect score, your credit history, per the little risk factors listed alongside your credit score is just not long enough. Someone just starting out in the world of credit, that may seem like a no-brainer. Credit history looks at the age of the information in your credit file, not your age. So if you've only had your loans for a few years, why expect an A-plus performance? But for someone who has spent the better part of a decade as a dedicated credit goody two-shoes, it's easy to wonder why you're not just quite acting it. The answer, as with many things, you got to love this one, it just depends. There are a lot of different credit scores out there. While they all generally consider the same five factors when computing your credit, payment history, credit utilization, credit inquiries, mix of accounts, and credit history, each may calculate those categories a bit differently. Scoring systems recognize how long a person has had a credit history and may calculate scores differently as a result. For example, the things that indicate risk for a person who has had a credit history for only 5 years are different than they are for a person that has used credit for 30 years. So scores weigh the information in credit report differently for every person. It is important to note that credit history considers not just the age of the individual accounts, but also the average age of your account. So if you have a few credit lines that are on the young side, it could be affecting your overall scores. Having said that, there are some parameters we can provide when talking about what constitutes a good credit history that lends itself to a good score. So here's a number of an average credit age of 12 years and an oldest account of 30 years would put you among the FICO high achievers. Again, those with the score 785 or more. Based on some research we did a few years ago, those with prime scores on average had a loan that is more than 15 years old. Maintain good habits. And again, remember, you have to remember, to get into those real high credit scores, I mean, everybody wants them. They're not available to everybody. So you have to realize that sometimes you may not get there just because you say you want to and you know that you're doing the right things. We can do certain things in the world that affect those issues. We've talked about when you pay your bill, that'll have an effect on it. We have talked about the mix of credit, one mortgage, two revolving, that'd be cars, three credit cards. Those are some of the items. Not going and checking and getting new credit reports all the time. Now, if you get your credit report, that doesn't affect it. But when you have somebody else run your credit, when you're applying for new credit all the time, when you're applying for new credit cards all the time, the bureaus look at that. Errors on your credit report, they're going to look at that as well. I know that some people say, well, it doesn't matter that I've got 17 names and 10 addresses. Well, the bureaus have some instances or some issues in there where they do look at those things. They want to know, why is it that you have so many items on there? Why? What's going on? What's causing that? Is it a lack of stability that you move every year? Those are issues that the bureaus do look at. They want to know. The credit score, there's no such thing as what your credit score is on file. And the keywords there are on file. Your credit score is determined every single time somebody pulls credit. So the minute they hit that they've been authorized to run your credit, the bureau or the computers start running the scores through the algorithms, and the algorithm spits out the score. So if you run your credit right now with Lowe's and you go in 10 minutes to Home Depot, there is a very, very high likelihood that you're not going to have the same scores from one to the other. The reason you're not going to have the same scores is because they don't store those things. It's now said, okay, there's more credit being inquired. And then if you go to Target and try to open a card there, now the bureaus are going to start looking and saying, hey, what's going on? Why are they running so much credit all of a sudden? They don't have a history of using this much credit. They don't have a history of needing this much credit. So why are they inquiring about this much credit? When that starts happening, it affects your scores. So again, that's only 10% of your score, so it's only going to be about 55 points at the maximum. But then you look at the other factors. I've had some people say to me, Ron, why is it that my score increases, or why do you say the score will increase if I file bankruptcy? Well, it's clearing out a lot of negatives. The negatives that are in there are basically saying that, you know, something I've run my credit. I've found that, you know, that I've got some late. I've got some past due. I've got high utilization. Well, as soon as you start reversing all of that, negating all of that, well, now you've got a different scenario. So your credit scores will increase just because you've got these issues that are cleaning up. When you clean up those issues through bankruptcy, now you've got a clean credit report. Yes, you do have the one item on there that's a derogatory public record, but everything else looks good. When everything else looks good, you're going to benefit from it, and your scores go up. It sounds kind of counterintuitive, but that's what happens. Then you've got to start doing the hard work of rebuilding your credit. That's where, again, you can go to creditsanitizer.com. And I'll tell you, there's two different issues in bankruptcy that you have to deal with. One of those issues is the fact that many, many reporting companies are not going to report accurately that you filed bankruptcy and the debt is cleared off incorrectly. It needs to be cleared off the right way, taking out the past due balance, taking out the credit limits, taking out the number of times late over the last 30, 60, 90 days. All of those things need to be cleared up from your credit report. And many times when they're reported, no, it doesn't happen properly. So that's why Credit Sanitizer does affect that. The other issue that you need to deal with is you look at it and you say, how am I going to establish credit? Well, the way you establish credit, again, Credit Sanitizer, they've got a button on there where you can get some prepaid credit cards. The prepaid credit cards need to be the right ones. It's not, again, it's not just any old prepaid credit card. You need a prepaid credit card that is going to report to the bureaus. If it doesn't report to the bureaus, it's the same as not having anything at all. So why would you worry about it? So you want to get the right ones. Again, if you have the liquidity, if you have the money to do it, three prepaid credit cards, each one of them, you know, $500 or $1,000 each. They don't have to be large. Use the cards prudently. Pay them right before the due date. Go online, figure out what your due date is. Pay the cards right before the due date, or the statement closing date. I'm sorry, not the due date. Right before the statement closing date. That way when they report, it shows as being active. It'll show as what your high balance was, but it also shows as being paid. So your utilization number is as beneficial as you can possibly get it. We want that utilization number to be very, very strong for you. So think about that concept as well. So then you're going to pay those off. 6 months from now, you're going to be able to go and apply for some credit cards, some traditional credit cards. There are certain companies that are more aggressive than other companies. You might even start getting some of those offers in the mail. I'm going to suggest to you, when you get those offers in the mail, go ahead and accept them. Again, be prudent with the usage. Buy a tank of gas, pay it off, use your bill pay service so you're paying it off right away. Go to Starbucks, buy a cup of coffee, pay it off right away. Those ways to build and develop great credit. Now, once you've had that for 6 months, you've got those three cards, again, your scores are going to continue to rise. And here's the one time only that I'm going to suggest to you. Go ahead and close those secured credit cards. You'll get your money back from them. But close those secured credit cards unless those institutions offer to keep them opened and send you your security deposit back. If they'll accept, send your security deposit back, leave them open. So what if you have six cards? So what if you're paying a little bit extra money on the annual fees, but you're developing your credit until it gets to the point where it's beneficial for you to start making whatever changes you find are beneficial for your household and for your family? Just a couple of thoughts there on your credit, how you can get a near perfect or great credit scores. And I ask you, as every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call us anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.